Today is Boston Marathon Day, and it was a hot one. More than 22,000 runners endured temperatures in the 80s with a relentless sun and no breeze. Many called the conditions brutal. And as we hear from Alex Ashlock of member station WBUR, some runners just decided not to run.
Boston Marathon officials knew this was coming. In fact, they told runners who were entered in this year's race they could defer their entries to next year if they picked up their bib numbers but did not start the race. And about 4,300 runners did choose to sit this one out.
Remember, there's no slowing down in Boston!
And so many more did run, and they actually looked fine at the finish. Here's Alan Ryan of Honolulu.
How was it out there?
It was pretty tough.
Yeah, I mean, we train in Hawaii, but we don't go this hot. It was hard.
Christine Kennedy from California, by way of Ireland, had a similar experience.
Oh, it was hot, but it was great. They having so much water out there and ice out there. That was amazing. I ran Chicago, and it was not as much water out there and support, and I was actually wobbling in the last mile, but here you had water right up to the finish.
She mentioned Chicago. That was in 2007 when it was so hot they had to stop the marathon. But today in Boston, the race went on. There were extra fluids and ice on the 26.2-mile course that begins in rural Hopkinton, Massachusetts, and finishes in downtown Boston. And many of the people who live on the course busted out their garden hoses and had their own water station set up. Still, the marathon's co-medical director, Dr. Pierre de Hemecourt, said the heat did force more than 100 people to drop out, and there were extra medical volunteers on hand to help them. Kenyan runners went 1-2-3 in the men's and women's races. Wesley Corrier won the men's race in 2 hours, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds. Corrier said he actually enjoyed the heat as he picked his way to first place after being in sixth at about 20 miles.
I saw the guys in front of me. I passed number 5, and I was like, if I finish number 5 in Boston, awesome. I saw a guy in front of me. I was like, okay, let me get fourth. Fourth is not bad, too. So, I just started counting them. At that point, I wasn't even thinking about winning.
Last year's winner in a fastest-ever marathon time, Jeffrey Mutai of Kenya, had to drop out today after 18 miles with cramps. In the women's race, Sharon Sherop won by 2 seconds over fellow Kenyan Jemima Sumgong. This marked the 5th straight Boston Marathon women's race that has been decided by 3 seconds or less. That wasn't the case today in the men's wheelchair race. Canada's Joshua Cassidy won by more than 3 minutes, setting a world record in the process. American Shirley Riley won the women's race over Japan's Wakako Toshida, who was a 5-time Boston winner. For NPR News, I'm Alex Ashlock in Boston.
We're told that even Alex broke a sweat reporting that story. But if you doubt the capabilities of marathoners in such high heat, keep this image in mind. We saw one photo of a man crossing the finish line walking on his hands. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.